This is a special 2007 Solar Decathlon edition of Energy Buzz, the podcast series produced by the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy at the U.S. Department of Energy in Washington, D.C. Energy Buzz brings you expert information about renewable energy and energy efficiency.
Hello, and thank you for listening to this podcast about the 2007 Solar Decathlon. My name is Henry Gentinar, and it is my honor to give you an audio tour of each house in the Solar Village. The name of Maryland's Leaf House connotes nature's solar collector, the Leaf, as well as being an acronym for the number one project goal that emerged early during the team's branding process, leading everyone to an abundant future. The team's three intertwined goals are to advance sustainable design and construction, use nature as inspiration and mentor, and demonstrate that solar technology is practical for everyday life. In the team's view, the project equates to a high quality of life with a light touch on nature and embraces the Chesapeake Bay watershed for a smart, adaptable home that is united within its context. What's different? The team has extended the design to larger houses, aggregated into communities as a Sears house for the 21st century, made to order. Building 500 Leaf houses powered by the sun is equivalent to removing 570 cars from the road or planting about 870 acres of trees. The dimensions are rationalized to take advantage of standard material sizes. The houses are factory built for the highest quality and to minimize waste. In Maryland, humidity is high in the summer. The home's dramatic liquid desiccant waterfall feature removes humidity with very little energy, greatly reducing the job of the air conditioner. Calcium chloride, a highly absorptive material, is mixed into the waterfall where it captures moisture from the air. The Smart House Adaptive Control System saves energy the easy way by working with the homeowner to run the household. Sophisticated computer controls monitor energy production. A gray water filtration and irrigation system conserves precious water. Rainwater is collected from the roof filtered by the green wall and used to irrigate the garden. Gray water is collected from the sink, shower, and washing machine and is filtered and stored for use in yard maintenance or car washing. With regard to architecture and interior comfort, the interior is connected to the outdoors and ties to the surrounding environment, both visually and physically. Engineering, architecture, and site design are interlinked. Desiccant regenerators, solar power inverter, and condenser all help to shape the interior and exterior spaces. The house and site are conceived as a system and linked through water management. The building integrated storm water management system is a vertical rain garden on the south side of the house. Transformability is built into the design, which allows the house to expand based on changing needs of the homeowner. The space can be discreet for privacy or expansive for entertaining. Clever built-ins and furnishings maximize space. The house is also transformable to larger models in a variety of communities and lifestyles. For heating and cooling systems, the team followed the principle of build tight, ventilate right. Leaf House is insulated with 5.5 inches of soy-based spray foam insulation. A hydronic radiant floor heating system warms Leaf House. It is installed in Warm Board, a pre-routed plywood subfloor system that allows a faster response time in Maryland's mixed climate. For lighting, the Leaf House is naturally lit through a 22-foot expanse of glass on the south side of the house and a translucent polycarbonate ridge skylight that runs the length of the house. Louvered doors allow winter sun to be admitted and summer sun to be screened out. Electric light is produced using two of the most efficient sources available on the market, fluorescent and LED lighting. For power, at the heart of the Leaf House is a sophisticated 7.1 kilowatt PV power system using Sanyo HIP modules. The components of this 34-panel system will generate about 770 kilowatt hours per month. Apricus solar water heating tubes provide all the hot water for the house, including the hot water for the radiant floor. Construction cost for Leaf House 800 is estimated at $228 per square foot. A solar decathlon house is similar to a Formula One race car. It is the testing ground for many architectural and engineering innovations. The team's analysis shows that through the modularization and mass production of the house, in many forms and settings, the house will cost $180 per square foot. Leaf House will return to the University of Maryland campus to house a local professional industry group as an educational demonstration house for the campus, academic, professional, and lay communities. For more information about the University of Maryland's Leaf House, go to www.solarteam.org. For more information on the Solar Decathlon, go to solardecathlon.org or www.myspace.com/solardecathlon07. Thank you for listening.
This has been a special edition of Energy Buzz. To learn more about the Solar Decathlon, go to www.solardecathlon.org. For more about the world of energy efficiency and renewable energy, log on to the Department of Energy's Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy website at eere.doe.gov. Thank you for listening.